T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get right to it. Our NBC 12 meteorologist Andrew Frieden has been up all night and this morning tracking Hurricane Florence. And it looks like it's gotten kind of rough in Wilmington. What are you seeing, Andrew?
Oh, it's going to get really bad in Wilmington. So for the so far, basically, the wind has been pushing the water out of the Cape Fear River and into the ocean. While there's been a really bad storm surge in places like New Bern and Greensville.
Okay.
So now what's happening is the storm is working its way back out over open water, but the center of the storm is going to be pushing down south of Wilmington, and that puts them on the surge side. So I think what's going to happen is, for people who are maybe thinking they're doing okay in Wilmington, that water is going to come racing back up the Cape Fear River. And so you're talking about Bald Head Island. A lot of people know about that. Topsail Beach, Carolina Beach. It's going to be very rough here for the next few hours.
For flooding.
Yeah, storm surge flooding. Well, in addition to the fact that they've got, you know, hurricane force winds and, you know, driving rain at the same point.
But the winds aren't anywhere near as bad as they could have been, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know if I've been talking a lot about the hurricane, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself for your listeners.
Yeah, go.
You know, if this thing would have made landfall as a Category 4, you would have, you know, if you imagine basically a 25-mile-wide tornado, you know, you're talking just obliterating. You know, hurricane-safe houses, most of them can't survive Category 4s. They're not built for that. So you would have removed large portions of the Carolina coastline from the map. I mean, it would have, you know, not the land masses, but all the homes and stuff would have just, I mean, it would have been just the worst. So at the very least, you don't have that going on, but there's still a very significant storm surge. But we're going to transition now to a very worrisome rain forecast. I mean, the rain forecast is 20 to 30 inches of rain over the next couple of days.
Wow.
Centered near Wilmington, and there may be spots that get 40 inches of rain. I mean, it's just going to continue to feed rain bands over the same areas for hours. I mean, it looks on the computer models, so maybe not even tomorrow evening before it kind of cuts off for them.
So that could be dangerous. That could wipe these buildings off the face of the earth.
Yeah. So I'm not as good. I'm not an expert on, you know, how much stuff is placed near the rivers, right? So you're talking about immense river, creek, and stream flooding. So yeah, I don't know if we, you know, wipe areas off the map, but there'll be, you know, just
it's going to be a mess.
Incredible flooding.
All right, so for Central Virginia this weekend, I've been repeating your earlier forecast that we should expect to see lots of rain.
That's me falling asleep.
Oh, okay. I was like,
what's going on here? Listen, we've basically, two mornings ago, I talked about how, you know, the escape route opened up for us as the system started to move down to the south. So, you know, we're calling for rain. We're going to get rain off today, on and off today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some wind, but, you know, the winds for us were bigger last night before midnight than they've been after midnight. We haven't had a wind gusting lately higher than 20 miles an hour, 22 miles an hour. So, you know, it's a breezy day with occasional gusts to maybe 30 miles an hour in the Richmond metro area. And we would anticipate there'd be only a few sporadic power outages. And if we didn't have the dire forecast of all-time rainfall for us that we had earlier in the week on Monday, you know, I would imagine most people can go to school and work today with no trouble. I know the schools are all closed for the most part, but, you know, based on the forecast, if they were to just held off to maybe Wednesday, Thursday, you know, conditions are fine for people, I think, to travel as long as they're smart today.
Yeah. Well, hindsight's 20/20 on that stuff. It was so bad at the beginning of the week. Hey, all right, so Monday and Tuesday, do you have a prediction of whether Florence goes north or south?
She's going to loop back, not on us. She's going to loop back up the mountain. And it's almost like you drew a map and said, okay, well, we don't want Florence in Virginia. Florence is going to go, like, inland to the mountains of West Virginia and maybe some Western Virginia and then head up to New York City, kind of looping around us. So all the heaviest rain is going to miss us, even though, you know, we're going to get rain today. We think maybe an inch or two. We'll get some tomorrow, maybe half an inch to an inch. And we're going to, you know, get some showers and storms on and off in the early part of next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, the flooding type high danger stuff is not really in the cards for us.
Well, that is a blessing, and I'm glad you've been on it all week. You know, I did have some people who hit me up yesterday and said, oh, you guys just hype this stuff up. You just want ratings. I mean, of course, everybody wants ratings, but that's not why you're – I mean, you're looking at the satellite, and this thing was huge.
We may not have done a good enough job in saying, hey, sure, it's Monday. Mm-hmm. We have a dire rain forecast of 20 inches, you know, 10 to 20 inches around here. Mm-hmm. But it's still a few days out, and the track will change, and it almost always does. So, you know, maybe those few lines needed to be added in. I thought we did a pretty good job of that, of saying the potential is there.
Yeah.
You know, and the potential certainly is there. It's being realized. It's just not being realized here.
Right.
You know, it's down in southern North Carolina. But, we do the best we can.
And you want to sound the alarm.
And to toot our horn,
yes,
we were on the backing off of that forecast very, very soon. In fact, we spent the day Wednesday communicating with people who were saying, hey, the forecast from the national guys is still showing these huge rain forecasts. And we just said, hey, you know, we're very confident
that number
will drop.
You were pulling back when you came on our air, so I appreciate that. All right. Well, Andrew, I know it's been a long, rough week. I'm glad we're not getting hammered. We'll pray for the folks down in North Carolina and hope the rest of the day is easy for you. Andrew Frieden, our NBC 12 meteorologist, always appreciate it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.